Kate Shelton bought Josephine Wiggs, just a bunch of punkers, Daniel Howell that I wanted to play with. And it was just going to be a one thing. Like, I want to make a record with all my favorite people. And I did it. And then I was like, well, I've got some more songs, so I'll make another one. And then it just kept going and it came. And then it's just, for me, it is about collaboration with other people. But also, like, you know, I love, like, the independent experience all the way around. Like, I like driving a van, loading a trailer, fixing an amp, stringing my own guitars. I'm just like a person that likes the process. I'm very OCD and it's really fun, even though it wears me out and I'm probably, it's aged me like 10 years, I'm sure. Like, I love going on the road with these, like, I have like six people in my band and we get in the van and we go play shows and it's so fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really hard, yeah. I'll admit, because we're driving and loading and, you know, and I'm booking the hotels myself and just doing all the tour management and everything. But, I mean, it's not sustainable, I'll just say that. But it's good for, like, all of us have other bands. Yeah. So we all take breaks from our other bands and do this together. And it's like a love fest.
Yeah.
And it allows me to experiment musically in a way that is just more singularly what I'm hearing. And the duo thing is a very, Emily and I are just a very different thing. Mm-hmm. It's just ingrained in us that we compromise and, you know, and sort of color each other's material in this way. Right. So when I'm writing a song that's like an Indigo Girls song, I can already kind of hear Emily in it. I'm trying not to do that because I'm trying to be open to, like, maybe Indigos can do any of these songs.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure that they can, but it's... But it feeds, yeah, it just, I mean, the initial thing was just because I was a fan of all these other people. I wanted to play some shows with them. And then it became like, oh, this is a thing that I like doing, you know, that I really need to do, you know, to feel alive, you know.
I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. I do want to ask you about some of those old classic songs, just where they came from or whatever. The reason... One of the main reasons is that I'm of the opinion, and I know it's an Emily song, but Closer to Fine, I'm not really a lyric person. I'm more of like a vibe or a feeling person. I don't always pay super close attention. But whenever you see those things like on Twitter, what song has the greatest lyrics of all time, or what song's lyrics stick with you the most? Closer to Fine is the ultimate. I feel that song more than just about any other song, just the way that it's written and the conflict and the search for truth and meaning.